Welcome to the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10 Show. The boys are back together this week. We come at you from a few different locations on what we think will be a high and tight Senior Hockey Top 10 Show. We'll talk about the three provincials still going on, the 13 league championships to be handed out. One of them already handed out. Fellas, we'll talk about the first league champion of the 23-24 season here momentarily. But of course, this show, just like the rest of them, brought to you by the King of Trucks, Mainline Automotive Group.
Yes, Mainline. Hey, Shane, you and I usually tag team this. GM Stores, Truck Month, Mainline Motor. 0% financing back 2023 and 2024 Sierra Silverado 1500s, big discounts on remaining 2023s.
Yeah, you know, over the Chrysler side, Shank, March Madness. Rosetown, you could win your payments for a full year by purchasing any vehicle right now, up to 25%, could be up to 18A off that MSRP on selected 2023 models. What they got going over on over at Southie, Shank?
Yeah, Southie, be one of the first people in, buy a new vehicle, get a 1 in 50 shot at 10,000 cash. Watch for Ram truck door crashers, 18,000 off Ram truck store crashers. And then at Manitou, kind of the same thing, right? They're grinding away. Lots of good deals on the Chrysler Dodge Ram. So we love our Mainline peeps and support them.
Of course, Millsy's with us again this week. Millsy returns from a little vacation. Just the people want to know, Millsy, how much senior hockey did you at least follow along with on your trip? Because you were doing a lot of tweeting, a lot of updates from the beach.
I had my WhatsApp just blowing up, fellas. I had different guys popping updates, scores, questions, concerns, wanting updates. It was all over.
Hold that mic like a man. You're not Ted Koppel.
Yeah.
Grab, there we go. Now we're gonna get full Millsy.
And you were saying, Millsy, like you wanted to mention off the top, just how much, I guess, parity you've noticed, a lot of upsets. There's more upsets in senior hockey than there has been at the Montana's Brier on the Play Now Sportsbook.
Hey, when you're as hot as the Monday Nooner is there, it's tough to beat. But yeah, I was just driving home or flying home, I guess, on the plane, thinking about a few things here. Like watchers.
Fuck, if you would have driven to Puerto Vallarta country, I'd have been like, wow. Did you take your little white freaking
my Ford Focus
there?
Just going, yeah. Right? Wheels on the ground, Barn.
Hey, Mainline, we need to upgrade the old Focus immediately.
Yeah, let's get them into one.
Sticks and gas deal.
Traverse.
I like it. Just thinking about here, Watrous loses out in league play to Drake in the first round, then beats a league rival in Wadena in provincials. Kyle beats Davidson in provincials, then loses to Dinsmore in league. Kindersley's up 1-0 on Keniston, then gets reverse swept and loses to Keniston. Kindersley is down one game or tied with Hafford in league playoffs. Keniston heats up and sweeps Davidson. Like, it's just, there is parity and everything all over the place here. And I just, it's amazing to see who's beating who and who's losing to who.
You know, Millsy, where there's not parity? In the mud, where the stinky cans, Barry's boys got her done. League.
Is that where we're going to start?
I think we should start with the one banner that's been handed out. Normally we'd go provincials, but let's start with the first banner.
I agree.
Can we really sit down for, and if you need to go to a mirror, say it out loud. They lost the first game. Then they rattled off three straight to win Maple Creek's first banner in how many, like 30 years?
They lost the first one in Gull Lake too.
By a touchdown.
And came back. They just, listen, it goes back to Millsy. Millsy, you can get me on this one. Hey, I always say this. Hard work beats talent. If talent doesn't work hard, fellas, that's what happened there. The Creek wanted it more.
You're muted, Bob, but I think you're going to say the exact same thing that I'm going
to
say.
That's not this the only thing you say. The other thing you say is you play the game to win.
You play the game to win, fellas. You play the game to win.
So I was watching TSN the other day, and they had the top 50 coach outbursts.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Of all time. Herm Edwards, you play the game to win.
Hello? You play to win the game.
Playoffs.
You play to win the game.
Chappie was pretty jacked, though. A lot of tweeting from down there.
Do you think they're still partying like Ovechkin?
Oh, they are guzzling down there.
We could be parade country. Hey, we might have put our foot in our mouth a little bit, Josh. We might freaking have to go in the springtime to a parade. I said to your brother the other day, I said, yeah, Josh and I, thanks, by the way. Josh and I might have to go, and I hope the golf course is open. He's like, just go to Cyprus.
It's probably open already. It's probably plus 20 down there already.
So that's our first banner handed out in the white mud.
I think that's quite amazing, though, what they did there. And let's not lose fact that they weren't the favorites.
No.
They battled, and they're big supporters of the Nooner, so... Love the boys in the crick.
Yeah, big congrats to them for sure.
Okay, we're going to talk about the rest of the leagues, obviously. We get down to pretty much the final in most of the leagues. But why don't we talk about Senior Provincial A? Let's start there again this week. Kind of the most talked about division. Let's start in the north in an upset with the Watrous Winterhawks knocking off the Wadena Wagons in Game 3 after Wadena took care of business in game one. Watrous wins game two. They thought Wadena tied it late with 5 seconds left. It was no goal. Goes to game three, where I understand that Wadena was missing their starting goalie and their first line center. Allegedly, no excuses this time of the year, but a bit of an upset there. And we had the fake odds before Senior A, and we had Watrous plus 550. So some value there with the Winterhawks.
I was absolutely shocked that they made them and they all decided and agreed to play at 9 p.m.
Hey,
fucking 9 p.m. on a Tuesday.
That's the preferred adult safe time, 9 p.m., not a destined senior hockey start time.
So listen to this really quickly. I didn't go to hockey last night. I was at the Brier instead, but my team was supposed to play at 9:30. There was a Bantam, like I'm going to call it Bantam because the U15, I guess.
Belter knows the story better.
Girls
than
game.
I was there. It was my
four
kids
overtimes.
Game.
Our game was supposed to be at 9:30. I'm getting texts at 11. Still haven't hit the ice. I'm like, oh, I'd have gone home. That's crazy. So when did it end? What time did it end?
10 minute mark, give or take a few seconds of the fourth OT. So the first OT was only 10 minutes. Then they flooded. So they played two full games before. And as overtimes always are, shot from the point, hit like three different things and went in. So
did you guys win?
Or provincial?
We won. Yeah. Yeah. Wayburn, White won. Right? Against Wayburn. Yeah. So back to Wayburn game two on Saturday.
The funny thing is, you'll know this, Millsy, as a dad, I left my daughter there with Shane and Maggie, and Trish and I are in bed, and I'm like, you know, ready to go to fucking bed, 10:40. And I text Shane, and I'm like, and Gabby's not answering her phone. I'm like, do you have my daughter? Is she there? He's like, yeah, fourth overtime. And I'm like, geez. Okay, tell her the door's unlocked. I'm going to bed.
It was a heater.
That's
crazy.
I wonder how many adult safe games would have got ditched on that, two or three?
There was a couple. I was telling Barney, Boz, there was a couple. There was the one right was supposed to go. They shuffled them over to another rink. They walked through that catwalk and went into the other rink next door because it was open. So I think a few ended up doing that.
What time was that game supposed to be over, you think, the girls' game?
9:15.
Okay, so we were supposed to be right after. Yeah.
I don't know. About 9:30. Yeah, we were done at 11.
Yeah, I don't even know if, crazy. But back to Senior A there and Watrous knocking off Wadena. So the Winterhawks out of league, focused fully on Senior A. They're going to get the Keniston Blizzard, who won game three last night in Kindersley on a live Barden feed that was unlocked, although I will say it was pretty fuzzy. Couldn't quite even make out the score on the Kindersley live Barden feed. But Millsy, did you hear anything from that series, or you haven't heard much from that
Battle of the K-Towns.
I did not hear anything on those two games. Being on the beach and not boots down, I could not get much for you.
What was your favorite part of Mexico? Come on, was it volleyball guy, cargo shorts, drink too much, big cup guy? What was it?
Pickleball.
Pickleball, big pickleball guy.
Where we stay, there's a pickleball court right next. So we had a couple of good pickleballs. But just on that, I got to tell you guys one quick story. Airplane guy. I had that guy last night on the plane when we got landed, touchdown in Regina.
Farting.
Two rows behind us. And we all get up when the plane stops. He jumps ahead of the two rows in front of him and gets right behind us to walk off the plane.
That's where you need Mike Reach there to just fucking hit him.
Well, I had that guy. I seen it live last night.
What a loser.
I will say a buddy of mine who watched the full game, all he said was the Blizz were the better team, deserved to win. They've obviously pretty much had their same squad together all year. Kindersley had a bunch of pickups, so maybe the Blizz's chemistry of being together helped them get by a good Kindersley team.
I was talking to Ryan Campbell from Manitou Mainline Motors, the general manager out there today, and he said it's getting super exciting, right? Because it's like an hour in between those towns, and it's close rivals. He said, come to the game and watch us. Rink's going to be warmer. I guess it was freezing cold in Keniston the other night because that's like that tin rink. And it's going to be Sardine Central. If they go to the provincial final against, hypothetically, Round Lake, I think Round Lake's the obvious underdog against Lumsden. We're going to get to that in a bit. If Keniston played Round Lake in the provincial final, there is no way they can have it at their rink. They are leaving money on the table.
Brand Center. I think that might be a problem actually in Lumsden. I think they're a little smaller barn than what they could get in there as well. But
she's going to be 12 packed. Hyundai.
How many do you think Sunday? We're going to have Monday. Little tidbit. Monday Nooner Corner, it's going to be called. Putting up a flag. That's where the fives are going to flow. The other last game, we had 9 guys on old Shinko playing Shinko, fives.
I like it.
But that's going to be a sellout big time.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Just another thought on Kindersley, Keniston. I heard after the first period, Kindersley was up 2-1, outshooting Keniston 20-7. So shout out Keniston, battled back after a tough opening road 20 to get it done. On the north side, on the south, you mentioned the Lumsden Monarchs, the Belcaris Bronx. Maybe a little bit like we all kind of pick Lumsden, but Belcaris gave them a hell of a run.
I am going to tell you, in game 3, Justin Bernhardt put the team on his back. Spencer Trapp, unreal. Paul Elbers, that little old frame of his, he was taking like his Belcaris put there, and their goalie, Hudson. He's my new favorite goalie in any league. They deserve to win that game in overtime. They were the better team. And then I'm talking with some guys down in the corner, not going to say names. They go, you know why? Because Belcaris goes down to two lines a lot. I don't think Lumsden, it was, you know, and the guys, different pickup guys and stuff like that. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. I'm going to say this, Gubba, you deserve to win that series, man. You guys were so good in that overtime freaking game. And then a great shot by Kyle Johnson from Lumsden. Place erupted. I had the live sound on the sports cage on the Tuesday. On Tuesday. Fuck, boys. I'm excited for Sunday night.
Going to be good. Going to be really good.
If we get in. I told him to put up one of those big screens next door at that hall church thing. Hall/church thing that they have. And have like a viewing
party. Just do an outdoor rink. Outdoor rink. It's like a drive-in. Drive-in movie.
Drive-in. Like COVID.
Yeah. I got to ask Millsy, so after the Carlisle game 1, I asked you if Round Lake could come back, and you said it was going to be tough. They're going to have to change the way they played. And after game 1, you thought that Carlisle, you know, they outplayed them in game 1. You had boots on the ground. You saw it. So obviously Round Lake made some adjustments. Is that safe to say from what you've heard? Totally.
And I think they did exactly what they did in the first round against Milestone. Lose game 1, shut them out in game 2, knock down the defense, and obviously then we've seen some of the clips and snidbits on social media of the shenanigans that went on in game three after it got a little out of touch, I guess, right?
Okay, Millsy, Ken, Lumsden is no Carlisle. Like, they, I haven't seen Carlisle play, so I can't comment on him, but how different are those two teams?
Lumsden's quicker. I will say that.
Yeah, like they're fast.
They are so quick. And yeah, it's going to come down to what roster and what, like we said, Boz, last week, and you just mentioned it now, what frame of mind is Round Lake coming to Lumsden on Sunday night with? Are they trying to intimidate and play that role, or are they going to try to skate with them and play hard, play tough? What's the thought in that dressing room over there in Round Lake?
Can they skate with them? I watched them some video around Lake, and I took Round Lake to win it all. Like, they, in my draft, they took them because of the money they spent, allegedly.
But allegedly.
So, but I don't think they can skate with Lumsden.
They don't need to. Canada couldn't skate with Russia back in the day, but they figured out a way to win.
But that's,
you play smart, you play positional, you don't take penalties. Round Lake has Matt Cron in net. Fucking Matt Cron in net maybe had two rebounds in game three. Maybe two. But Lumsden's a good hockey team, and they are. I'm very intrigued.
Hey, how about a couple of suspensions as well? I don't know if you guys heard about that. Boschman, 4 games for leaving the bench. Sterling Bear, 1 game. Carlisle with some suspensions that'll carry over to league, but a couple of guys, I don't know if they're huge factors for Round Lake other than intimidation for Boschman. I think he's fourth line, but a couple guys short for Lumsden series.
I don't think that matters. I think you get Trent Campbell in the lineup for Willow Cree. You need him in this series because, Lumsden's going in the favorite, no doubt. The other thing I want to mention quickly before I forget is at the game I took Hodgson, the goalie, and then Shoup, their player of the game, Tarps, and both of those guys sent super nice messages back to the Nooner saying, hey, thanks, guys, all that. Like, that just kind of speaks what kind of guys are. I think Shoup played over in Europe, and he was like, yeah, it was awesome, like, traveling and being able to listen and follow senior hockey back at home. So that was great. Shout out to those guys again.
Preston Shoup, his buddies call him Sweet Lou. His nickname, I heard. Oh, that's awesome.
Matt Cron is going to be the difference in this series. If he can stand on his head for Round Lake, he stay in it.
He's a bit older, right? I think a Manitoba product. Well, it's a Manitoba junior, I believe, is his backstory.
Yeah.
Millsy, who you got? Who you got this series? What's your prediction?
I got Lumsden. I'm going to say it. I took Lumsden right off the get-go. I got to stick with my gun. I think just their speed, their depth. Boz mentioned it. Barney mentioned it. They run 4 lines. They run 3.5. They run a kind of a 5 guys through the third line so that there's no tired legs, weary legs come the end. I think, again, coaching will matter. If somebody can make some changes and do what they can, Round Lake's got a chance. Don't get me wrong on that. But I'm going to stick with my guns from the get-go and take Lumsden right here.
Okay, Senior C. Not much to talk about. The series were all supposed to fire up last weekend, both canceled due to the weather. So they get underway this weekend, Dinsmore, Wilkie, and Kyle against Cardiff in the South. You got anything on that? Anyone? Millsy?
I don't, other than just, like I said, I was getting the texts and the updates from Mexico when I was sitting there seeing that there was some storm going through here, and I'm enjoying where I was and not where you guys were.
Alrighty.
Isn't that the best when you're in Mexico and there's a fucking huge storm or a massive cold snap in Saskatchewan? Best. Just suck it.
Senior D, down to the final four. Macklin gets by Eston relatively easy and 2 straight. Delisle gets beaten game one and comes back to hammer on Shelbrooke in 3 games. So you get Delisle, Macklin in the north.
What the hell is going on in that series?
Yeah.
Does anyone know Shelbrooke and Delisle?
Maybe Shelbrooke did some skates. Maybe they skated in their 5 weeks off and Delisle just hit the piss and it took them a game to wear some of that off. Maybe. I don't know.
Boys are guzzling.
Well, what were those two scores? To end like 13-3 and
Lost game one, 13-3.
Yeah. No, that was game two, I think, right? Was it?
Or lost game, yeah.
And then...
Shelbrick wins game one and then loses to Delisle 13-3.
Yeah, 5-2 Shelbrick, 13-3, and 9-1.
Yeah, 9-1 game. Like, game holy three. Cow.
5-2 wow. with two empty netters. That's crazy. Two-faced. Yep.
So I think we would all maybe, well, I shouldn't speak for everybody else, but Macklin would be the favorite, I think, out of the D North division.
It was always Macklin.
It was always the Mohawks. Home of former WHL referee, buddy of ours, right? Old Creech, Chris Creech,
Creechy.
Over in the South, Foam Lake gets by Theodore in two straight with a E-Bug goaltender. Their guy, Ryland Toth, out with a pulled groin. Pretty bad one from
LBI,
what I heard.
LBI, that is.
Okay. I think his season might be potentially in serious limbo from what I've been told. And the other series, Craik can't keep up with Redvers and their additions from Rokenville, 8-1 and 4-1 in that series. So you get Foam Lake and Redvers, and I believe these two teams were either met or about to meet before COVID canceled their whatever year that was, South Final there. So they get a chance to do it again for real, Senior D.
And hey, how about a shout-out, fellas? Oh, sorry, Brian. I know we talked about it last week in the post of no beer in the dressing room. How about the Craig boys giving the Redverse boys some visitor pops when they finished them off in the dressing room? Shout-out to the Craig boys for that.
That should be standard.
100%.
That should be a law. Legislation. Scott Moe, figure it out. Hey, was it in a provincial game or a league game? I fucking remember this guy, too. I played against him at some point because we're like a year apart. 45-year-old weapon, Kevin Marigold, nets 5 for Delisle. Like, we got to get that guy a tarp somehow. I'm sure.
Absolutely.
I'm up in Saskatoon, we run with the same guys. Do you know what that game is? When you're 40 fucking 5 years old and you score 5 goals, that's the way to call it a career. Right there. Done. Last game. Tom, done. It's over.
Agreed. Shout out.
Yeah, that's amazing. Hey, we just talked about Foam Lake there. They're probably the favorites in D. They do have a pickup goalie. Can't remember the name of the guy they had last round, but I heard they might have Shimko from Theodore for the South Final. That's a rumor I heard. Why don't we talk a little bit of Long Lake as our first league out of the gate? Because, Millsy, we need to talk a little bit about what went on in Game 5, Do or Die, Foam Lake, and Wynyard. What was the final score? 14-4?
14-6. So two converted touchdowns over an unconverted touchdown.
So the story goes, like we mentioned, Foam Lake, Ryland Toth out with an LBI or an MBI, middle of the body injury. He's out. They don't have a backup. They didn't have a backup all year. They rolled the dice all year except for a U18 local midget goalie. He was their backup all season. Of course, in provincials, like we talked about, goalie gets hurt. You can add a guy. He can make that adjustment in provincials. No such luck in league play. So Foam Lake has to go with the U18, U17, whatever, the 17-year-old goalie, and 14 goals on 34 shots against some good players. You got to feel for that, Tandy.
Well, 100% is welcome to senior hockey, buddy, eh? I did hear rumor going around before that game, two days before, whatever it was, that Foam Lake did write in to get an exemption to pick up another league goalie for that game, and it was turned down by the league. Allegedly, rumor has it. I don't know anything to that.
No surprise there, and I don't know if the league should have allowed it. If it's in the rules, if you didn't have they rolled the dice all year, and they got burned when it mattered the most, you know, like it's tough luck kind of thing, but
I agree.
They'll have to maybe work on that depth, or maybe that midget kid next year is full-time senior and he can get him some games throughout the year. And you feel for him because you're playing like Wynyard's got some good players who can shoot a lot harder than the guys he's playing in his midget local league there. So what else is in the Long Lake? It looks like a Wadena Wynyard final.
Correct. Yeah. Wadena finishes off Drake 7-4 in that last game. Like I said, Wynyard Foam Lake go 5 games. The series is now set, a best of 5 to crown the Long Lake Championship March 9th, 15th and 16th are the first three games, and then the 22nd and 23rd, if necessary, to end off that season at the very end of it on the 23rd.
It'd be nice if that was a seven banger, eh?
Yeah, there is only a couple. I think there's, what is there, two, do we say, throughout?
North Prairie, Man's League.
Yeah, no, both of those teams out of provincial, so fully league scheduling going on for those two clubs. So
can I go to the Twin?
Give her.
Is it possible to go to the Twin Rivers and absolutely go, what the fuck happened in this one? God, I love this league for some reason. Willow Cree wins first two games, bingo, bingo. Rostron comes back and wins the next three.
So I asked the Rostron
boys. I asked the Rostron boys. Beautiful golf course, by the way. Haven't played it in years.
Nine banger.
No, it's 18. 18 boy.
Was it always?
No, it was nine for a while. Then they booked the other nine. They said, yeah, they were banged up in the first two games. Willow Cree took them to school. And then the boys grabbed momentum. They got a little healthier. Campbell, unbelievable for Willow Cree. Just an absolute machine. He kept him in the series. Series MVPs for Rostron, Tyson Smith. Put him with Hildebrand and Renier, or Regnier, but I think it's Renier, in game three. And that line took off after that. So good on Shelburne. Hey, good series, Willow Cree. Good season and all that. But we got to give props where props is due. Now, if we're going to look at what's shaken down, it's going to be Birch Hills, Rostron in the finals. Because the member, we talked about this last week, Allen won the first two games in the other semi. Then Birch Hills rattled off three straight. This league is freaking crazy. So no schedule yet on when that starts, but we got Birch Hills, Rostron. I would love to get boots. Brandon said it's one of his favorite places to go, Twin Rivers, in this time of the year. But
Birch Hills, one of the best Twitter accounts in senior hockey that went rogue, off the grid, deleted. Haven't heard anything from him since.
Love still, to know the story.
Still haven't got the story there. I feel like the Twitter guy probably got snipped. Yeah. The player running it got cut from the team, or they went in a different direction or something. But
I might have to go, boys. So can I, we rattled off the white mud. Can I give you guys,
give us a couple more quick ones
on the Sask Prairie Hockey League. We're down to the final, and you got to love it. Best of seven, men's hockey, Meota Glaslyn. Meota in double overtime, 5-4, game one. Bring your girlfriends, wives, get to the game in North Battleford Saturday, tomorrow, 8 o'clock, game two. Then they go Sunday back in Glaslyn. And then these guys are smart. Take the week off. Friday night again. There's no Tuesday, Wednesday freaking bullshit in the Sask Prairie. When they say we're going seven in the league final, we're playing weekends and Fridays. So yeah, good on Meota Glaslyn. Love the Prairie. Yeah. Other than that, I don't have a hell of a lot, except for if you go to you want to go to the Sask East next? Do you have Sask East stuff?
Yeah, let's head over there. Let's go to the Sask East, where I know in the one division you got Rokenville and Langenberg, and Rokenville's up 2-1. After Langenberg won game one. I've heard it's Rokenville. They've dominated the last two games. What's the other side of that? That's just what I was told, Millsy, from somebody that's had boots.
Well, and they scored 19 goals in those last two games.
I've heard Langenberg is kind of thrown in the towel a little bit. Hate to say it because they're not out of it yet. Couple wins and they're on to the final. But what do you got on the other side there?
So, and this will maybe not an upset to most people, but according to the standings here, we got Swan Valley taking the first two from Kenora, 6-2, and then 9-8 in overtime.
Can I chime in on that?
Kenora is going on their brink. Yeah.
That 9-8 game, whoever Tripper is, like Tripper for Swan Valley, 9 points in the 9-8 playoff win.
Where Kenora, love it.
Freaking sweet jerseys. I never noticed that in all our years of doing the Nooner. I know it's gone like so many years. Swan Valley has sweet ass jerseys and logo. Could be my fave.
And they're going March 8th and March 9th for games 3 and 4. And then game 5 is yet to be scheduled, depending on what happens in these next two this weekend.
So I mentioned Theodore's goalie, Warren Shimko. I did get some clarification. He might be the goalie for Foam Lake going forward, but last round it was Central Butte's goalie, Derek Hakuel. Hakuel? Just to clarify earlier comment, that's who was in goal for Foam Lake as their e-bug for the provincial run. Heard it might be Shimko from Theodore, though allegedly still working out some things there.
Is that's Saskiesk. Okay. Are you gonna go big six country? Who's got big six here? Is Kenora still in the big six playoffs, or are they done?
Kenora is in Carlisle.
Carlisle.
They're still in the mixer. They are definitely still in the mixer.
They're down two rip though.
Did you guys watch the Round Lake Carlisle stream? Hey, the rink was packed. It was awesome. Unbelievable atmosphere. But the Carlisle in stand, like your in-house lady that does the talking, it's like a basketball or lacrosse game when they play music. She like talks like mid-game. She's out there giving updates on things, on parking, on specials, get your 50-50s, hold like mid-game. I don't really care. I think it's actually hilarious, but like I don't think I've ever heard someone talk so much during a game, a hockey game. So that's good. Carlisle's still in the mixer. Who are they taking on?
They're down 2-0 to Mooseman. Thursday night, as we record this, Mooseman is in the Carlisle Sports Arena looking to close them out in three straight. Game 4, if necessary, tomorrow back in Mooseman. On the other side, Redvers and Carnduff, two of the biggest rivals in any league. It's been an unbelievable series. Carnduff won game 3, 3-2 in OT to keep their season alive. As we record this, they are on the ice, Redvers in Carnduff game 4. You know that rink is packed. You know it's going to be hostile. And if Carnduff gets it done tonight, game 5 would be Monday in Redvers to decide who goes to the league final there, Big 6.
Melzy, where do you want to go?
Oh, let's jump to the Nauticu quickly, fellas. Just and really not much to update. The Yellowgrass upsets Cornac in the one side, and Assiniboia moves on from Glentworth. And we have a league final, Yellowgrass and Assiniboia, going March 8th, 9th, 15th, 16th, and 17th to crown your Nauticu league champion.
Couple this weekend, then Friday, Saturday, we get that party started in the Nauticu Hockey League. How about the Sask West? Wilkie Outlaws still undefeated on the season. They sweep Macklin 3-2, 4-1, 4-1 to advance to the final, where they await the winner of Hafford and Kindersley. Kindersley now out of Proves, so their attention goes to the league semis. And we've got potential to play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Game 3 is tonight, Friday night. Game 4, someone will have a chance to move on in game 4 on Saturday. And then if necessary, if they split the two Friday, Saturday, we've got a game 5 Sunday in Kindersley. I'd imagine blackout restrictions will apply again. I believe that lift was just for one game. So Wilkie, perfect season. I think Millsy said 22-0 with league and playoffs, looking to win the league and face whoever they get there, Hafford or Kindersley.
That scheduling 3-3 this weekend too is due to the postponement of the games last weekend. They were supposed to go March 6th, game 3, but that got postponed because Keniston Kindersley needed a game 3 to play their provincial series, so they got bumped to go on the Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend.
Yeah, a little bit of catch-up going to need to be played in provincials as well as teams went past the deadline. But I think old Kelly McClintock, they schedule a few extra days. Like some of the provincials are scheduled to be over on the 24th. So old Kelly's got a little wiggle room. He knew there might be a Alberta Clipper here in March. Where do you want to go next?
All right, boys, let's get to the Western Sales Sask Valley Hockey League. And the Western Sales, like, what do you say? 76 years, 185 employees. I love the fact they got the CMI program. If I was a farmer and I could get a guarantee rent-free loaner within 24 hours, why wouldn't a farmer sign up for that deal with Western Sales? 30 parts technicians. They got 14 schmil in parts inventory. So season's coming up. If you're thinking about making a change, all the Western Sales locations. They love the Sask Valley Hockey League. They love Saskatchewan, but that's why we call it the Western Sales Sask Valley Hockey League.
Again, we talked about it. Davidson, kind of a little disappointment after a couple of injuries. They get swept by Keniston. Keniston finishes them off last week, 7-2 on Davidson's home ice. Keniston moves on, awaiting a winner. And Dinsmore, the number one seed in the other side, was down 2-0 after losing 4-3 in overtime in game 3, and then come back and rattle off a 6-2 win over the Kyle Elks and forces a game 5, which they hand it to the Kyle Elks and end their league, Kyle's chance of a league run, 5-1. Keniston and Dinsmore league final setup. No dates as of yet when I checked this afternoon on that schedule.
So just a note there, both of those teams still double banner aspirations, as they say, two potential teams that could win both league and provincials, which shows you the strength of the Sask Valley, one of the top leagues in the province, as we all know. I'm going to quickly do the Crossroads. The finals have started in the four-team league out there. Dodgeland Stars had to postpone game one, and the retro night they had it lined up because of the big storm that went through there. But they played middle of the week. The Stars won 6-3. Game two goes Saturday in Kerrobert. Game three Sunday in Dodgeland. It is a best out of five, and it will be wrapped up in a week's time for sure. Game five scheduled for the 16th of March. That's it there.
Good. Okay. Let's go to the Sweetland Hockey League and have a stroke looking at their website.
Oh, it's so absolutely awful, Barney. I hear you.
I love the boys though, and girls. This needs to get a new website for next year. Talk to us. Like I said, DM us. Tisdale 6-3, doubling up Kenistanu. Game two tomorrow night at the Recplex in Tisdale. So Tisdale gets the first two, eh? Looks like Tisdale gets the first three games. What's going on here? I don't know if I can trust this website, to be honest with you. But anyways, I got Tisdale up 1-0 on the Kanikano Tigre.
Millsy, correct him here, please, would you?
Sorry, buddy. Barn, you're behind one screen, I think, on that website, because it is a gong show to dry run.
Tisdale beat him in game five.
Tisdale beat him in game five. They, Kanikano was up 2-1, 5-3 and 4-3. They won in games 2 and 3, and then Tisdale comes back and wins 9-3 and 6-3 in games 4 and 5 to book their ticket to the final against the St. Brew Lake Lenoir.
Oh, rivals. That's where it starts tomorrow night at the Recplex.
Yes.
Hopefully I butcher this. You know what?
It's up top.
I love live podcasting, and I could.
You know what? If their website wasn't so terrible, maybe you wouldn't have done that. Maybe it's a lesson to be learned.
That's on me for not following through. Although all the colors and the yellow thing, that's still
it's all
me.
It's all you got to look down below the one that
I
they
see
say.
It. I see it. You know what, boys? I'm at the Western Pizza in Melville, Saskatchewan, getting ready for my son's game on a Thursday, and I'm gonna have to jet. So I'm gonna leave you guys. Top 10. Have fun. Make sure the Round Lake Bears get some love. Willow and the Maple Creek Hawks. And see you Sunday in Lumsden.
And by those who don't know, Belter jumped off earlier as well. So Millsy and I are going to take you through the drive home here for the rest of the way.
All right. Here's Roxette, their first hit, Joyride.
Okay, Millsy, let's go over to the Sask Alta Hockey League, and then I'll get you to do the Coppell Valley after that. And I think that's maybe all we got left here on the leagues to run down. No upsets in the Sask Alta. The top two seeds, Lashburn, the two seed, takes on Paradise Hill, the one seed. Lashburn, the defending champions. It's a best out of seven. Love it out there. Game one Friday night in P Hill. Game two back in Las Vegas on Saturday. The rest of the games not scheduled at time of recording.
Yes, and our last one here, we'll go to the one closest to us recording in the city, the QVHHL. Lumsden Monarchs, the number one seed in the Coppell Valley, number two in your latest top 10 rankings, finish off the Grenfell Spitfires 9-4. Talking to Grenfell boys, just injuries. And again, we talked about it earlier, Boz. You said it. No excuses at this time, but sometimes the injury bug just does bite you in the ass and you just can't recover.
You didn't get the call, eh? Because you played one game for them, or do you have to play five or something to get in?
Yeah,
playoffs?
As an import, I got to play five. So And I was drinking cervezas in Mexico, so that's a lot of sticks and gas to get back for an old 47-year-old.
There is a great tie-in because I think you were maybe having a few cervezas when you put together this top 10.
So in the other side of that Coppell Valley, Boz, like we were talking about Lumsden finishing off Grenfell, Milestone and Balcaris, the 2 and 3 seed, they are tied at one game apiece going March 9th and 10th. Games 3 and 4, game 5 is yet to be determined, but can't see any scheduling factors now with both those teams out of provincials. So that's your Coppell Valley.
To get into the top 10 for General Well Servicing, day group of companies out there hiring in the oil field in Southeast Saskatchewan. Before we get into this week's Millsy, I'm going to quickly rip off last week's top 10 just to get everybody familiar with where we were at this time a week ago, or just over a week ago, actually, because we went early last week to accommodate your little vacation. Last week, number 1 was the Wilkie Outlaws, 2 was the Beach Boys in Lumsden, 3 was Foam Lake, 4 was Redvers, 5 was Carlisle, 6 Wadena, 7 Kyle, 8 the Kindersley No Live Barns, 9 was the Keniston Blizzards, and 10 was the Dinsmore Dynamos. That was last week on the Senior Hockey Top 10.
Yeah, and just before we get going, I just wanted to, I made one little note again, when you got 4 hours of flying time. We've got 3 provincial titles up for grabs. We're in the final 4 of every one of them. That leaves us 12 teams. I just did a quick glance, and some of these teams now, and I'll get to that one, but some of these teams are vying for 2 titles, but there is 12 additional teams still left looking for league titles and chances of league titles. So there's 24 teams still left chasing banners. Of those 24 left, there is the Keniston Blizz, Lumsden Monarchs, Dinsmore, Wilkie, Carnduff, and Redverse. 6 teams still left in the hunt for a double banner this year.
Interesting. That's a good stat there for sure. That number will continue to dwindle. I don't know if last year we had Keniston for sure, but I kind of think they were the only one. But I kind of think they were.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I know we talked about it last year. There's been a lot of hockey since then, but let's talk some HMs, Millsy, for this week. And I know you've got a couple of shout-outs, HMs, you want to give this week.
Yes, let's go to the St. Brew Lake Lenoir Rivals, the Rokenville Tigers, and the Birch Hills Blackhawks.
Very nice.
This is the General Well Servicing Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10.
And I'll start it off with number 10, a team I don't think has ever braced, has ever been a part of this, has ever been mentioned as a top 10 team in senior hockey in Saskatchewan. I think this is their debut from the Sask East Hockey League, the Swan Belly Axemen. I don't think they've been in. I could be wrong there, but I don't remember them being a part of this.
Number 9.
In at number 9, they dabbled in a couple weeks ago. They left us last week, but in the official top 10, in at number 9. They're not playing in the league this year, but out of the Ochapways First Nation, the Round Lake Bears.
Number 8.
Okay, in at number 8, Millsy, and I think we got to preface how tough it can be at this time of the year when you're looking at league and provincials, and you mentioned still 24 teams available. These guys lost out of league, but we took notice in what they did in Provincial A and getting to the final 4 and a date with the Keniston Blizzard. In at number 8, we're going to give some love to the Watrous Wagoneers.
Number 7.
And we talked about this right off the show, fellas. In at number 7, we're going to put them up a little ways in the top 10. Your first league championship winner this year in Hockey Sask playoffs out of Maple Creek, the Stinky Cans.
Party is going hard still in Maple Creek for sure.
Number 6.
In at number 6, lost out of league in a heartbreaking fashion, but still chasing a provincial banner in Senior C, the Kyle Elks.
Number 5.
From the same Sask Valley Hockey League, they get a date with the number 1 seed last week, the Wilkie Outlaws. Out of Dinsmore, the Dynamos.
Number 4.
Number 4 in our third Sask Valley team wedged in the middle here, the top 10. just up the number 11. An absolutely incredible comeback in game three after being down early and being down 1-0 in the series. The Blizz with their eyes on a back-to-back double banner season. Keniston.
Number three.
Like you just mentioned, Boz, they were four last week, jumping up one spot from the big six. The Red vs. Rockets.
Number two.
Again, their record is 14-4 in league, 4-1 in provincials. I think they are they did lose a game to Balcarres, but I think they've won like 17 of 18 or 18 of 19 or something crazy. It's been a hell of a tear, and it's going to be a full rink on Sunday for their game against Round Lake. We're keeping the Beach Boys from Lumsden at number two.
The number one senior hockey team in the province.
And it's like a broken record, fellas, but we can't take them off till somebody knocks off the number one seed out of the Sask West. My hometown, the Wilkie Outlaws.
Yes, sir. Once again, and their biggest test of the season is going to come this weekend as they start things off with the Dinsmore Dynamos, who are back into the top five, and you know they're going to have their sights on taking down the Outlaws. Some bulletin board material, not that they need any, but some extra motivation for Dinsmore to take down the number one team in the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10 for General Well Servicing. Millsy, you got boots back on the ground. You got some plans to make some trips this weekend, or you got kids' activities and such?
I got a kid's playoff game Saturday afternoon. He's going to game three, but I also have championship weekend Brier tickets. So I might not be boots too far on the ground. I was actually hoping that Sunday night game in Lumsden was going to be the 6:45. I was hoping the Brier final was going to be at 5 and I could scoot out for the end, but I don't think it's going to work.
The two most anticipated games in Saskatchewan this weekend, Lumsden, Round Lake, and if Saskatchewan can get into the Brier final, those will be two at the same time, too. Wish I could be at both, but Millsy will have boots in the patch for us, and maybe we'll get out to some senior hockey games. So,
sounds perfect. Should be again, fellas.
Yeah, thanks for hopping on. Should be a great weekend of senior hockey. Have a great week, everybody.